This is the Horse Radio Network.
Horse Nation.
This episode is Do Try This at Home.
Leslie, I'm...
Failure is always an option.
Any result's a result, that's for sure.
Or not.
Well, hi, everybody. It's our final night. I'm Glenn the Geek, founder of the Horse Radio Network, and we welcome you back to this final special Mongol Derby update. It's of course, the Horses in the Morning show has been providing this over the last 7 nights. We're doing this by Facebook Live. It's 8 o'clock, and it is Tuesday night, and we're following day 7 of the Mongol Derby, and we had some winners today. We're going to talk about that, and I'm joined by Ivo Marlow, who is a 2-time competitor and director and producer of the new movie coming out called All the Wild Horses. Ivo, speaking of wild horses, it was a wild day at the finish.
Yeah, it was wild. It was wild. I think what happened is what always happens, which is that you just can't predict it. It's a lottery, and you have to be really careful with the horses that you pick. And if you one wrong pick, and you lose hours. And I think that's what happened to Jackie. Because yeah. he was you couldn't catch him. No one could catch him, and then this happened.
Yeah, so
he got bucked off, and
yeah, he's coming out of number 25.
Yeah,
he had been in the lead for a couple of days. He was coming out of number 25. He saw the finish line. He saw the light at the end of the tunnel, and his horse apparently got spooked by a car, bucked him, and went back to 25 and left him walking. And when he got back there, apparently they found his horse with the saddle under the horse. Under the horse's belly had snapped the stirrup leather, so he had to fashion a stirrup leather out of rope to continue on. But then he also picked up a penalty along the way, and that's what allowed Barry Armitage and Ed to pass him.
Yeah. And I have to say this here, that I think really good on Barry to be so consistent. You know, he went there to win it. That's the only reason. I know him from a few years ago, and I knew that that's the only reason he was going to go. He was going to try and win it, and he was working and working and working, steady, picking the right horses, I guess. He didn't get bucked off, I don't think. And yeah, he got there in the end. Joint winner, at least.
Well, I can, and then they decided, apparently, Barry and Ed, I don't know if it was for the benefit of the horses or what happened out there, what kind of bonding happened, but they came in like last year. We had 3 winners come across the line together holding hands, and Barry and Ed came across the line holding hands, which is not what I expected to see with these two.
Well, that's a new man. I think showing the softer side of something.
Would you? I
was surprised. No, I was surprised. I thought they'd give it all to one nose in front. They do that, but I think maybe they both had a hard day and they were just like glad to finish it and finish it together.
You know, apparently it was hot as hell.
I do know
it was hot as hell. Apparently,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so what happens at the end often is that you just can't gallop through the finish. You kind of slow down. So it's actually not very dramatic when you're there. And so it gets ridiculous, I think, if you're trotting or even just walking and then still trying to overtake each other, you know. So you go this, I think, yeah, at that point you just realize, you just accept that you know, you've done 1,000 kilometers, and fair enough, you're coming in together.
Yeah, and I can tell you that the Mongol Derby didn't seem very happy about that again this year. I don't know what they thought of it last year. And then this year, I can't read the post. Well, I can sort of read it. It says, I am chopping the effing trophy in half this year. That'll sort it out for next year. So apparently they weren't real happy right away about that whole thing.
Yeah, I think last year they were actually really happy about it, because it showed a lot of team spirit. And it was a neat story. It was, American, Canadian, and Australian. So that was a nice thing. And this year, I think everyone actually expected them to not really be very friendly, you know. But that's because all you get from here, from you know, halfway around the world, all you get is Twitter and, you know, the updates. So that's not, you know, that's probably not what actually happened. And you make friends. That's what I was saying yesterday. You make very good friends, even with the closest competitors.
Well, you're out there in the same situation, right? I mean, you've got no, you also have no choice. You got to latch onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot exactly.
Of,
yeah.
There's a lot of nothing out there. Well, the I do want to update everybody on Leslie. She was at Ur221 and has now taken off. I've just checked the tracker, and they're all on their way out again. She has six more to go, which means that if they're going at the rate we expect, she won't get done today, but tomorrow. Her and her group will be done tomorrow. They still seem to be traveling as a pack. That's good. I mean, and you know what? It's an adventure now, and it's fun now, right? That's where the point we've gotten to.
Yeah, and I think they've probably got two full days riding still ahead of them because, yeah, I just looked, and she's between 21 and 22, I think. So, yeah, that's another, how much is that? Like another
it's 220 kilometers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So so we had the top three come in so far. We had Barry, Ed, and Jackie come in. Apparently, they all took a dip in the lake there and were splashing around like kids. And we're hoping to get a little bit clean after all of these days of not being clean. And it looks like right now we're going to have another one come in a matter of an hour or two, and that is Dingo is going to be crossing the line there. He seems to be the first one out of there, and then followed by Warren Sutton.
And Dingo was another one who he went back to he was one of the joint winners last year, and he went back to win it. That was his whole sole aim, and he didn't, and that's what happens. You go in and you want to do a certain thing, you want to win it, you want to come in amongst the first three or five, but you just never know.
Well, after those two, you know, it was unusual not to have a woman in the top five this year. Very unusual, actually.
Yeah, that is unusual. And the other unusual thing, I just saw someone writing about Ed. I think he picked up a fair amount of penalties. I'm not actually clear how many, but I think it must have been under four, because I think then at some point you get disqualified. But they were a little bit down about him in the last few days. So I was surprised at the reaction, and I thought he was carrying a penalty still when he came into the finish. But he's one of those. I think there's like certain there's various types of people riding, and there's people that ride it just because they're horse people and they grow up with horses and
like
that's
Leslie.
All they do.
Yeah.
And like, you know, yeah. And then there's people who kind of do more, they come from the endurance background or the endurance idea. And I'm not talking just equine endurance, but like, you know, anything else. And I think Ed is probably more in that category. That this is like a really big challenge for him, and he did it, and you know, fair play to him that he actually managed to get through. I don't think he's a horse rider like all his life, but then maybe someone should correct me on that.
Well, you know, I think it was the tweets out by the Mungo Derby about Ed that has caused him to have less fans than he would have otherwise. And he got warnings, and apparently he heeded the warnings after that because then he didn't pick up any other.
And that's very, very good on him, I have to say. You know, you learn your lessons and you start riding more respectfully with the horses.
Now, Leslie, we have to give an update on Leslie, of course.
Yeah.
I just checked, and she is out of 21. And I also wanted to give an update on the female riders still out there. It looks like we have a pack of them that are going to be coming in together. They're at 949 kilometers right now with 60 to go, so they'll finish half a day from now. And we have Brooke Wharton is in that pack. We have Marie Palzer, who was leading for a long time at the beginning of the race. And then we have Greg Chant is following up in that group of three. So that's who we've got in there. And then we fall back to a lonely rider in Rebecca Hewitt, who is out there all by herself sitting at 948 at this point. So, yeah. You know, and then there's a couple of other stragglers in that top 10. Jody Ward is out there all by herself. So she's riding alone at this point, too. Now, it looks like that everybody will probably come in the next 2 days and will be able to finish the way it looks now.
I find it interesting also that Leslie also, she led the way for a while early on.
Yeah.
She was, wasn't she the leader on day
one,
two, I think, day, or day one and two, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Marie, obviously, she led for probably 2 days straight almost. Yeah, so that's what the derby does. Like you mix it up and suddenly you lose all your lead and you end up in the back pack or in the middle pack.
Right. And they did have some nice things to say about Leslie today also, about how she has really, well, let me read exactly what they said. End of day one saw Leslie Wiley in the lead, bunking between Ertu Solo, Ballsy. After a series of misfortunes, including a couple of lost horses, lost kit. Remember, she was riding without any of her kit.
Yeah.
And showing true derby grip by riding stirrupless with a sock for a saddlebag. Leslie Wiley may have fallen to the back of the field, but has endeared herself to onlookers as a bona fide derby legend. So good on her.
Yeah. I think she'll be one of those people that people will remember. You know, every year there's someone that really lights it up and, you know, is very smiley and always nice to everyone, nice to the herders. And the herders probably love her because she's just respectful and treats the horses well and treats the herders nicely.
You know,
They'll pay that back as well. They'll give her nice horses in return and help her, you know, with the saddle that she lost and all that stuff.
She still seems to be smiling. That whole middle pack, when you see pictures of them, are all smiling and having a good time now. I guess once you know you're not going to win and then all of a sudden it just becomes a great adventure, does that take a lot of the pressure off and now you're just, it's a great adventure now?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and that's the most important thing, really. It's not, you know, the winning is... That's, you know, it's important for the people that want it. You know, it's going to be, this is really important for Barry and fair enough. But everyone that comes in tomorrow, day after, they won't really care. And that's fine. They all won in their own way and they all, you know, won by just getting through it.
Well, there's 40 unscathed, people that are doing what the rest of the world has never done. So
exactly.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think even people like Logue, who broke her collarbone, was it yesterday, the day before? She'll never regret it, you know. She had a life, had a time of her life doing it.
A couple things that we always try and address listeners here, and no, you don't really win anything. It's a handshake, and yes, you're the Mongol Derby champion. That's what you win.
You win bragging rights.
Yep. You pay $13,000 to win those rights, too, and 10 days of your body. Susan said, what has impressed me with the photos is how fat and healthy the ponies look. For some reason, I thought they'd be little or skinny third world horses. Susan, have you seen all the grass out there? Our horses kill for that grass.
I think it's actually that's a good point, though, because it depends where you are in Mongolia. So it's a big country, and you know, some some areas have big flooding. So they won't have been that happy there. And yeah, as I was saying before, they had a really bad winter. So I think what that did was it thinned out the herds quite a bit. So probably a lot of them, so 80 horses per herd went down to maybe 60 over the last winter.
And that's a big hit for people who rely on those horses. That's all they've got. I mean, you know, and their herds, that's their livelihood right there. You know, we have them as pets. They're livestock, you know, so.
Yeah, they use them for milk and they use them even for food and they use the, you know, the horse, all that horse shit. or goes into the burner.
Yeah, that was, to, I asked you light. Earlier, I said, how do they heat their homes? Because there's no trees anywhere. Yeah.
Exactly. So all that dry dung goes into the fires to heat up the gas at night. Yeah.
Well, we are. I also haven't asked why aren't we going to continue till Leslie finishes. We are, but we're going to be doing it over on Horses in the Morning on the morning. Actually, we're kind of running into challenges the next couple of nights here because we have our other shows that we have to continue to do. The Horse Radio Network goes on, and we record some evenings, and that's what we're running into the next couple of nights. But we'll obviously continue to talk about it. And for the Leslie fans out there, we are reserving, I think it's the Monday after, not next week, but the following week on the Monday, we're reserving the entire episode for Leslie to come and tell her. She has 90 minutes to tell her story, so we're not going to rush her. She'll have plenty of time to tell us all the tales, and you'll get the full story from Leslie, I'm sure. And
that would be awesome. Can't wait to see that.
And I did go over, and I also wanted to mention on Stable Scoop this week, Evo joined me. We did an interview before this for Stable Scoop this week, going into great detail about the movie that's coming out that he did called All the Wild Horses. You can find out more about that. Just head over to Stable Scoop this week and take a listen. Rhonda says just one episode. Well, it's Leslie. It might be a 3-hour episode. You never know. Mm-hmm. We'll go as long as she wants to talk. So yes, you'll get to hear from her when she gets back for sure. She's been on 300 and we counted. She's been on 360 episodes on the Horse Radio Network over the years. So there's no getting rid of Leslie. And also Devin will be back. She's now in Japan and she's riding horses over there, training horses. So she is going to come back on a regular basis and kind of give us the adventures of Devin. Devin's not going away. We're not letting her get away. And you'll see a lot of Devin in this movie, All the Wild Horses, right?
That's right. She plays a big part in it. And I'll be eternally grateful for her to be honest and to be to let us film her for a start. And then also, you know, it takes a certain person to allow the camera to film you and then not kind of act up for the camera or just like ignore it basically. And that was, there were a few situations where it was kind of just me filming and her, and she was really struggling, you know, for example, trying to saddle a horse and stuff. And and I was filming. I knew how to help her, obviously. I could have just put down the camera and helped her saddle that horse. But she thanked me afterwards to you know, not step in and kind of start helping her, because then that wouldn't have been the true experience. So yeah, really good on her to do it on her own, in her own rights and own terms. And yeah, and she really made that movie.
And one thing we've learned about Devin since we've known her is that she wears her heart on her sleeve. You get what you get. Mm. There's nothing hidden there. And, you know, it may come across a little bit to some people as she's just, you know, balls to the walls, and she is, but that's what makes her the true adventurer she is, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And that's why we love her, is because when I look for a host for shows, and we have a lot of them, we have like 30 some, but when I look for a host, I look for a host that's willing to put it all out there, that's willing to lay it out there, because that's also what makes an interesting person. People who don't do anything don't have interesting stories to tell, do they?
Yeah. Yeah, and you need to be honest, and you need to be straight and honest, and that's what she is, and that's what comes across in the film very well, that she, you know, there's no pretense. She is what she is, and you'll get to know her very quickly if you meet her, and that's, yeah.
I think that's, we have over the last six nights, actually. We've gotten to know her pretty well. Yeah. I like Rhonda's comment. Rhonda, by the way, is our legacy listener, Evo. She has listened to all 6,300 episodes of the Horse Radio
Network.
That
is amazing. Yeah, well done, Rhonda.
Since day one. Either that or she's just totally insane. I'm not sure which. But she says, it seems like there are a lot of wonderful people in the world, and Glenn is determined to find them all.
Yeah, well, you found Devin for sure,
and you. So that's great. Well, we're going to wrap it up. We're tired. Everybody's tired from being up all night checking their phones, and we're going to continue to check our phones until all of them are safely across the line. And we want to thank Devin. I want to thank Ivo for joining me. You've made this coverage so much more fun. Otherwise, it would have just been saying, here's who's leading and here's who's not. Congratulations to the winners, Barry, Ed, and Jackie, and for everybody else that's going to be coming in here shortly. They're all winners, really. I mean, most of us will not dream about doing what they just did. So,
yeah.
So good on them.
Yeah. Well done, the winners, and well done everyone who's going to finish today, tomorrow. Yeah, they're all winners.
But
all winners for sure.
I think somebody else is a winner, and that's you, because didn't you have Barry in the pool?
Yeah, I did.
So somebody else is a winner too.
But we're only winning bragging rights again. I think we had someone suggested premiere tickets for the North American premiere of the movie. But that'll be me, I guess.
Well, I'll take yours, all right? You can send me yours.
All right, I will actually. Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, to the listeners and to Tommy, Leslie's husband, who's been on here every night. We got Linda Bateman on there as well. And, the whole family's been following along, and thousands of other people every night. We really appreciate you joining us. Tune in to Horses in the Morning tomorrow morning. Jamie will be back. We're back live tomorrow morning. Jamie's back. And then Jamie will be here again on Friday. So we're going to be providing coverage right through the end of the race. They should have finished by Friday morning. So we'll be able to talk about it on Friday morning and kind of do a wrap-up of the entire thing Friday morning. So we'll look forward to that. You got to go check out the movie. It's allthewildhorsesmovie.com is the website, and All the Wild Horses Movie as well on Facebook. Go like them on Facebook. We will. And then tune into Stable Scoop this week as we go into much more in-depth talk about the culture and how you filmed it and got a little techie. So that was fun.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Glenn. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you. Take care, everybody. We'll see you all. If you missed any part of this, it'll be on the Horses in the Morning podcast feed a little bit later tonight. Check it out there. Take care, everybody.
Take care.